This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with former Major League Baseball player Rusty Staub about what he's up to these days in just a moment. But first, can you relate to this? People walk slower and swerve while texting. Certainly this is true. People do walk slower and they do drive haphazardly when they're on their phones. Researchers studied 30 people and had them complete an obstacle course while either walking normally or walking and texting at the same time. They found people took significantly longer to complete the course while texting. People texting also had trouble walking in a straight line and stopped more often than others. Facebook is now so popular it accounts for a fifth of the time we spend on our smartphones. The average user spends about 46 minutes a day on the social networking site's apps, and some users check their Facebook page dozens of times a day via their phone. There is malware that can access your webcam and broadcast video of you on the internet. There are programs known as remote access trojans or rats, which allow hackers to access your webcam and then show video of you on the internet without you knowing. They say the best thing to do is put tape over your webcam. Then, when you are using it, remove the tape. Well, that's pretty obvious. Donald Trump is getting nearly 10 times the TV network coverage of all the Republican candidates. The Donald received about 10 times the average amount of airtime given to the other 16 candidates combined. The CBS, ABC, and NBC evening newscasts have already dedicated 116 minutes of a total of 315 minutes to covering Trump. The remainder, when divided by 16, is about 12 minutes each. Former President George W. Bush showed up for jury duty in Dallas on Wednesday. Bush fulfilled his civic duty at a courthouse but wasn't selected to serve on a jury. He did, however, take time to take several pictures with other potential jurors, and they were posted on social media almost immediately. Beloved former Major Leaguer Rusty Staub is one funny guy who I caught up with at Joe Torre's Safe at Home Foundation golf outing.
All right, so we're talking with Rusty Staub. First of all, how you doing these days?
Well, you know, like everybody else, I'm getting up there and have issues, as they call them, but I'm on the right side of the grass, vertical and moving.
That's it. You know, I've never been this old before. That's what I keep hearing from people.
Well, as I said, you know, it's... Start getting older, you got things you got to deal with, but I've been very lucky in my life, and I've been trying to deal with whatever issues come up as best I can.
You know, most people know you, of course, as a baseball player for many years, but also people know you as a restaurateur. Is Rusty Staub Steakhouse still exist?
No. I was in the business for about 21 years and made a decision I was going to start working a little harder on the two foundations that I started. You know, the one is for the widows and kids of all the policemen and firemen. All the EMS and Port Authority people that die in the line of duty and go on the Wall of Valor. And my foundation feeds a lot of people and does a few other things, but we have 9 emergency food pantries that, we do somewhere between 650,000 and 1 million meals a year. So that became my dedication, and that's why I left the restaurant business.
Well, that seems like a great reason to leave what you were doing. And how is that working out for you? Because I know these are tough times for everybody trying to raise money in the charity field, right?
Well, nothing's easy in life. All I can tell you is when you start thinking about why you do things, I just decided that if I... You know, everybody's going to have to meet St. Peter at the pearly gates, and I didn't think talking about what a great chef I was and how good I could hit was going to be entrance, so I decided to make sure I had a couple of other check marks.
Now, are you still big in Montreal? Do people remember your Montreal Expo days?
If they're over 40, there's a chance, yes. There's a lot of people from Montreal. I live in West Palm, and it's surprising how many people from Montreal live in West Palm and Boca and Fort Lauderdale. I run into them all the time.
And you're still La Grande Orange?
La Grande Orange, and they say it right.
Yeah, well, I came close. Hey, Rusty, thank you so much. All the best with your foundation, and thank you for being here.
Well, it's my pleasure.
I'd love to hear from you. Please send me an email at MikeAW@MikeBennettRadio.com. That's MikeAW, like America Weekend, at MikeBennettRadio.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, and I'll follow you back, at MikeBennett11. With La Grande Orange, Rusty Staub, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American
Biker Minute. Sturgis, Mississippi, Chuck says.
$20,000 bikers. Go spend 20 grand on a bike and do 20 miles and they think they're a biker.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan in Sturgis for American Biker Minute.
It's about pitching a tent in the middle of nowhere, getting up and jumping on your bike.
You packed your knucklehead or your panhead, you threw a sleeping bag on it and a tent. Now there's million-dollar RVs and it's cool now. Yuppies and your doctors and lawyers.
I took a biker class in Ohio. They were asking us, why do you want to be a biker? Girl next to me says, because I look really cool on a bike.
Ain't like the back in the 60s and 70s.
American Biker Minute.
You pulled up to a red light, the people looked at you and locked their car doors.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's the best thing to do with your to-do list? Cut it up.
And then turn the pieces into a game. So says Martha Brettschneider, writing for the Dumb Little Man blog.
This is a great tactic when you're having trouble prioritizing. List what you need to accomplish today, leaving plenty of room between tasks.
Then simply get out your scissors and separate your to-do list into the individual tasks.
Fold them up and put them into a cup or some similar object. Now let the fun begin.
Reach your hand into the cup and pull one out. Whatever it is, do it. Once it's done, repeat the process until they're all done.
This simple technique shifts the focus from thinking to doing. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.